What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, voice of reason, voice of spirituality, the voice of understanding, and the voice of rebellion at the same time. Why? Because it's Manic Monday. Welcome to Manic Monday, ladies and gentlemen. You know who I am. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. That's right, rub my belly, because I'm feeling like Buddha today. I've got a whole bunch of good, interesting stuff to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. But first, let's start with a little inspiration. Okay? Remember this. Age will creep up on you. So do what you gotta do to stay motivated, to stay employed, to stay well. No matter what happens, if your life is getting you down, own it. Take it, be like, you know what? That's my fault. I'm gonna start all over again. Because every time you go to sleep, ladies and gentlemen, you have the ability to start your life all over again. And people say, bullshit. Not bullshit. Honest to God, man. You just don't think that you don't have the opportunity to start your life over again. But you do. You know why? Because you say so. Because you are in charge of your own life. You are in charge of the mistakes you make. You are in charge of the greatness you create. You are in charge of you. Now, I want you to go out that door today on Manic Monday and say, I am here and I'm coming for that ass. You got to tell life that every once in a while, because if you don't, you're going to be sitting on the side waiting to be called in. Be like, coach, can I come in? Coach like, no. Why? Because you said so? Fuck that. Just because the coach says you can't go in doesn't mean you can't go in mentally. You know, that doesn't mean that you can't take your game, change it mentally, make plans, always speak life into everything you do, call it out, tell it, this is what I want it done now. Every single day you get up, you say, this is what I want, you say it, you constantly say it until it happens. And that is what I'm going through. This is my entire situation. I said what I want, I saw what I want, and I'm going for it. I put my finger on the trigger and my foot on the pedal, and I'ma ride this shit till the tires fall off. And that, my friends, is the way I live. Truth be told. Now, why are you still sitting there? What is it that you're waiting for? You know you're ready to change that shit job that you have. And I know there's a lot of you young kids. Yes, you just graduated college. Take a minute to take a look at life. That's what I did. I did. I took a job as a bartender. I took a job as a dancer, and I traveled the world. Did whatever I want, man. My passport has so many stamps on it. You just don't even know. Right? And I was happy, man. I was like, if I could wear my passport around my neck, motherfuckers be like, damn, this woman is a world traveler. And I was only in my 20s. I went to college at the age of 24. I was like the oldest freshman. I was like, oh, I'm so old. I've been through so much. I left my house at 17 years old. These kids just left their house and they're like, they're calling me mama. Help me, mama. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm pregnant. Bitch, nobody told you to fuck without a condom. Your emergency doesn't necessarily constitute an emergency on my part. That was your bad lack of thinking. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you have to let your brain do some thinking, especially nowadays. We've got all kinds of sexual transmitted diseases, but it feels good when it's skin smashing, let's call it. So listen, if you have some little kids in the house, I am so sorry, but this is the guru and I don't hold my tongue for nobody. Not for nobody. And so I get to the point where I'm watching the news and I'm seeing exactly what's going on. And you know, I really don't particularly care for the news because, ladies and gentlemen, it turns me into a rebellious bitch. And I'm going to use that word because I'm the only one who's allowed to call myself that. Because if my husband calls me that, that's it. Life over. And he knows it. I told him when I met him, I said, listen, I laid down 5 things for him about myself. I told him, don't expect no housewife. Don't expect me to be cooking and cleaning every single freaking day. No. This is a partnership. It's you and me against the world, baby. And that's that. We either work together as a team or we ain't working together at all. You know? Because basically we had a basketball team as a family. So we had to be able to work together in order to handle shit. Right? Even though the family was scattered all over the place, we still had to show love. We still had to set an example as to who we are and how we are handling our mess. Okay? Everybody has mess. I have never, ever, ever seen anybody without mess. Life is messy. But you see, it's all about how you handle that mess. Okay, if you drop a piece, if you drop a little droplet of milk on the floor, go get a motherfucking towel. Okay, it's easy. You just have to do. You can't think about it. Just do. Just go. Just go with what you know. Because if you don't, you're going to get stuck. And then you're going to end up in your 40s or your 50s or your 60s going, wait, what? Oh, I just turned 25 yesterday. Nah, shit don't play like that. Understand? Life is not a game. This is serious business. You can't do something and expect not to be held accountable for it, Mr. Orange leader of this country that is falling to pieces. I am so tired of this. Why is it that every time a president who is a Republican, I'm using the bunny quote shit now because I'm ticked. Okay, I'm ticked at a few things. So this is why I'm going from one area to another. This guy, the orange guy, which I don't even like to call him leader of my country because this ain't my country. And that's not my president. And his picture will not be on my wall. Ever. He is a racist, bigoted, anti-feminine piece of shit. And it's time that we make him pack his bags and get his tacky ass the fuck out of my White House. Seriously. Because if y'all vote for him again, I'm leaving the country. Fuck that. I'd rather be in Jamaica dealing with freaking gangster coffee people than this bullshit. It's your girl, the guru. I'll be right back. Peace.
That's immaculate. Shallow Mac on the mic with some trap to spit. You think you nice, little bitch, but you half my drip. In the whip, keep the strizz, that's that tragic shit. I don't need drama, I be on some cash to get. Bag a whole zip, and I smoke half the zip. Before you pass the wood, man, you better ash the shit. Said you already, but I think you pacifist. But my sound hotter, swag drippy, flow lava. Come get me, Don Dada, there's no compa. Equipped with contract. contraband, I'm gunning like it's Contra. Big blunt of ganja, bitch, I need three commas. Papa, you ain't got no ends up in mi casa. You a hasa, not a name on my roster. Muchacha, and you don't want my boys to watch ya. Cause when they spot ya, just know that I got ya. Cause we been up all day, out here in the field trying to figure out the play. Cause we been up all day, grinding all night, come correct.
I just gotta keep my focus. I get lost in my emotions. I get this music my devotion. Picking my head, go through the motions. All I ever did was stay down, stay down. All I ever did was stay down, stay down. Till I come up, I'ma stay down, stay down. I'ma stay down, I'ma run mine up, and I put that on me. I'ma keep mine round and it won't jam up, you can get the whole thing. Niggas talk that talk, so they gon' pull up, but I mean we gon' see. Holy nigga be capping all the goddamn bluffing, and it ain't got no cheese. 16 shot, bought a new Glock and the bitch came two-tone. Nigga might press up, get a nightmare start, they gon' say he left too soon. Now he hot, took a nigga thought, now I got a new red bone. Cute little hoe, but I already know that the niggas done ran through him. Ooh, they thought a nigga was finna. Took a little minute, now back to the business. I count it up and I spin it. Ooh, I cannot lie for a minute. Switching on none of my bros for the bitches. Every day we go get it. Ooh.
Cause we been up all day, out here in the field trying to figure out the play. Cause and we been up all day, grinding all night, come correct on my play.
I ain't gonna do what you think I'm gonna do. Knock over the juice and freak out. But it's fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, then we bounce. Came a long way from the hallways. It was all game to the court case. Used to keep my Nina in my North Face. I had to, the streets became an arms race. Always, we were shooting fades for fun. Truthfully, I never thought this day would come. When I miss y'all, I got hit with the pick and you switched off. Running in opposite directions. Ain't chilling and we beefing, that's a common misconception. I got married, you ain't come to the reception. Did you forget or was you wondering and stressing? I know you pissed, you ain't come with that investment. Cause now we got a wave and we don't need you here. Standing around stars, said I'll beat you there. I lost one of my brothers, you ain't even tear. Gave me tunnel vision, I can't see or hear.
Cause we been up all day, out here in the field trying to figure out the play. Cause and we been up all day, grinding all night, come correct on my pay. Like we been up all day, out here in the field trying to figure out the play. Cause and we been up all day, grinding all night, come correct on my pay. Like
lately I've been feeling paranoid, praying, hoping that you hear your boy. Thinking don't nobody care no more. Thinking don't nobody.
I was a goon, I was a thief. I'm in your room, under the sheets. Lift your mattress, looking for cheese. Find a ratchet, took out my jeans. What would you do if he was me? Howl at the moon, I was a beast. Wasn't a present, front of the tree. Hustling weed, ducking the D's. Fuck the police, gun in my cheek. Done if I reach, something to eat. All that I need, follow my knees. Follow my lead, I'm in the lead. Y'all gotta see, I'm gonna be. Dropping the sea, water the green. Chopping the beat, body the street. Why do we dream, what does it mean, yeah?
And I ain't got the answers to the questions. Thinking about it too long is manically depressing. I was living life, never plan on learning lessons. Hourglass empty, now let's add up all the seconds. Like, I go to the past when I rewind. It was so dark, couldn't see shine. I had heart without a V-time. You can try hard, but won't be time. Drive me crazy, you my vehicle. Neither one wants to be alone. She feel like that when I lead her home. Apologize once but won't repeat it though. The great worth working through the bad time. Tried to wake up, forget about last night. Bringing energy that traveled from our past lives. When we come together, Voltron, we allies. We got bolt cutters for they padlocks. Hard body, a rock should be our mascot. No hand dots, grew up round the have-nots. Where if you flash a little cash, get your ass shot. Try to stay low-key on the back blocks. At least a OZ in the stash spot. Cop a room at the Flamingo with a ascot. Now it's running out, can't turn back to the past when I rewind. It was so dark, couldn't see shine. I had heart without a V-time. You can try hard, but won't be time. So I go to the past when I rewind. It was so dark, couldn't see shine. I had heart without a V-time. You can try hard, but won't be time.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome back to the Guru Warrior Show. I'm your girl, the Guru, and as always on Manic Monday, we make sure that we say hello to our friends. So let's take a call, shall we? Here is Doug from the Doug Couch Show. What he does on his show is I'm gonna let him tell you. And if you are listening and you're another podcaster, please feel free to call and tell everybody what your station is all about. Because here on the Guru Warrior Show, we're all about unity, love, and peace, and harmony. And none of this crazy shit like trying to set each other's country on fire. This is harmony, baby. You got a guru. Hang in there. Peace.
Yeah, man, that sucks. Well, hopefully you get better, man. Hopefully your day gets better and everything. So, but no, I ain't left. I'm still doing my podcast. But the reason I was saying I ain't left you was because I don't see when you put out episodes anymore, because Anchor, for whatever reason, doesn't notify me when you or anybody else I have in my favorites list puts out an episode. It's weird, man. So, like, I know you've been putting them out, but like, so say you were to go look at me, I've got episodes that you probably don't even know about, because if I don't know, but for whatever reason, it's not notifying me when people in my favorites list put out episodes. So yeah, that's why I ain't been really rocking with you, because I didn't know if you were still doing the show or not. So yeah. Yo, Guru, Doug from the Doug House Show. Hope you're feeling better from the other day. Wow, I didn't even know you messaged me. It was like February something, and like, I feel bad now, because like, I didn't even know you sent me a message. Like, Anchor did not notify me that you had even sent me a voicemail. I would have definitely looked at it, man. Damn, I'm sorry. But no, man, I'm still around. I'm still doing my podcast, still doing my show. You already know I ain't going nowhere, man. I'm still out here doing my book reviews and doing my stuff. I finally got an avenue for my podcast to do book reviews now. Book reviews and a crime show, recap review of a crime show I listen to. So yeah, check out my book reviews and check out my crime show.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Doug Couch? It's nice to see you back on. You know, what happens sometimes is, you know, you're going through your things, through your messages, and you press the wrong button and unfriend somebody that you really like listening to their show. But don't you know, I'm going to tell you something. You can listen to me on podcoin.com. Anybody who wants to listen to me, the Guru Warrior, you can check me out on podcoin.com and get paid to do it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That shit is completely awesome. Peace out to my boy, Doug. What's up, Doug? So good to hear from you again. See you out of Guru. Peace.
Guru, hello. Hello, it's Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. I am so sorry to hear that you are having such a hard time. Wow. I hope things get better soon. But I do want to say, no shame on people that are in a rehabilitation facility. I absolutely believe that you need to go to places like that if you need to. Same thing with hospice, by the way. Going to hospice, I have been a caretaker for many people, and it does not mean that it's the end. People do recuperate, but in your case, we're not talking about that end of it. Not for a long time. But I just wanted to shout out to any of your listeners. Don't feel guilty if you have a loved one in a nursing home. Do not feel guilty. Sometimes it's necessary.
What's up, Maria Humphries of the Strong Body, Strong Soul Show. So nice to hear from you. Actually, my thing is, you know, being that I look like a little girl still, and then sitting in these places, what happens with people with my disease is we end up catching something else. And these places are filled with disease. People are sick all the time. For me to go and just go and lay back in a bed and wait for somebody to come around to exercise me, I missed my husband, man. I wanted to go home. I don't like places like that. They're depressing, you know. And that's one of the reasons why I get so angry with people who put their parents, who really don't, most of the time, don't need to be in places like that, in there. And a friend, they told her she had to go to rehab. She's like, no, I'm fine. I want to go home. They put her. The next thing I know, I get a message saying that she passed away from pneumonia. You know, she ate too much. She had pneumonia. And she got water in her lungs from laying in the bed. I was like, my God. So, you know, some of these places really are not good. They make you sicker. So if you can help it and you got the ability, keep your parents at home. They spend a lot of time taking care of you. I mean, it's not bad, especially if your parents have something like Alzheimer's or something, which is really difficult to deal with if you're a working mom or a father or something and you're trying to handle your business. But otherwise, I think it's the coolest thing to ever do to an aging parent. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace. Oh, and one more thing. Not always guilt for everybody, Maria. I mean, you know, everybody has their own issues, and it's really hard. But nowadays, instead of leaving your parents at home with a caretaker, the states have decided, hey, we will pay you to take care of your own relatives. It's like it's called public partnerships program. So those of you who are considering, you know, taking your relative into a nursing home because you don't have the time or the energy or it's just entirely too much, there are programs out there where you can hire the person you want, where you can take care of yourself and get paid to do it. So there are other ways besides that. It's your girl, the Guru. As always, peace. Here's the thing about being ill. In case you didn't happen to catch last week's show, I was quite sick, right? And it's difficult being ill. You know, you want to take care of yourself and you want to feel better, but your body's like, nah, I don't want to do that. And you're like, please, nah. So sometimes we have to just step back and allow somebody else to take care of us. And those of us with chronic pain and chronic issues, it's difficult when we have to put our hands up and say, okay, I give in. I'm going to the ER. You know, because you don't know. You're not a doctor. You can't see through your body. You don't know what's going on. And this next conversation is with another health warrior. This person has COPD and CHP, which stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, and CHP is CHF. I'm sorry, it's congestive heart failure. For those of you who love your red meat and steaks, hey, too much is just too much, you know. Drinking, alcohol, things like that, stress that can cause it, you know, so try to remember your body is your temple. You are what you put in your body. If you put garbage, you are garbage, you know, plain and simple. So try to make yourself healthy. Try to stay healthy. I mean, if you're going to do it while you're young, and then decide like at 30 that you're going to stop smoking, you're going to stop doing this and stop doing that, so that you don't have to go through what me and our next guest went through. It's your girl, the guru. Keep your ears on and put your hands on your head, because I'm going to blow your mind. Peace.
Hey, guru warrior. I hear you, my girl. Oh, my goodness, girl. I hear you. It goes, I had 8 ER visits and 6 days hospitalized last, 2 weeks. And I just... Oh, it was 2 3-day hospitalizations. They were trying to deal with AFib as well as my congestive heart failure as well as a dozen other problems. And I seem to be nothing but a problem. But hey, you know, I hear you and I understand. And yes, I don't want to go to death's waiting room either. God's waiting room is not for me. So with that being said, I'm going to say... Remember that today has been brought to you by Waffles. Pancake sleeping in flat. Waffles, the sexy pancake. Hey, and thank you. Because it helps. And just in case you thought I left it out. Good morning, my friend! Good morning, my friend! And if I miss you this morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. But hey, just know that this is the Illum Anarch, Michael Conway of Illum Anarch Podcast Radio, and the Enlightened Anarchy Podcast. Calling to say, I hope that you recuperate as best as you want. What you want out of your life, and not what a well-being for other people tell you that you're going to get. Now, that's how we have to suffer through, right? Keep pushing until we can't. Then we can't. Peace!
What's up, Mr. Conway? It is always a pleasure to hear from the Illumanarch Show. Waffles, the sexy pancake. I mean, dude, man, I love that saying. And yeah, you know what? I just want to let people know that, hey, you're not alone. You don't want to go to rehab? Say no. Every time they tell me to go to rehab, I think about that poor child. What's her name? Amy Winehouse, you know? He said, I had to go to rehab. And I'm like, no, I don't care if I can't walk and haven't been in the bed for 20 days. Now I'm gonna make myself pissed off and I'm gonna stand on my feet. If I have to fall flat every time I do it, I'm gonna do it, you know? And you just make that decision. Like, I'm gonna make the decision to be better. And then I'm gonna tell everybody else, make that decision. Take care of yourself. Because being in the hospital is... And Mr. Conway, I am glad to know that you are doing better. Perhaps a vegetarian diet or lifestyle might be a little bit better with your CHF, congestive heart failure. What a bummer, man. I have pericarditis, and I know when your heart hurts, man, your whole freaking life flashes in front of you. Like, that was one of the original reasons why I went to the hospital, because my heart was hurting. Turned out to be pericarditis and a bad case of acid reflux, which is so messed up because I'm like Jamaican and I love my spicy curry. Can't do it anymore. But however, I am a vegetarian, so that I got right. But even being a vegetarian, we all wear out at some time or another. So take care of yourself and enjoy your life while you can. Right, Michael? Oh my God, oh my God, I feel like I missed something. I'm glad to know, you know, anybody out there listening who has a chronic condition, you know, things can change. what helps me make me feel better is being happy, being surrounded by people who I love, knowing that when I get home, they're going to be so happy to see me, especially my dog. She was like, dude, when I came back, she was like, her whole entire body was wagging like she hadn't seen me in 20 years. And that just made me happy and made me want to work to stay well, especially because it's summertime, you know, well, the beginning of summertime. And there's a lot of stuff going on in New York City. And I want to at least try to hit one carnival or festival, even though I'm sick and stuff like that. I still like to go outside and play. Hey, Michael, guess what? Peace! It's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Thanks for listening. Stop on by. Talk to me about your show. Tell me what you're up to. Take care of yourself. Breathe easy, man. That last good morning was a little shaky, man, but it still sounded good because pancakes are sexy, too. It's your girl, the Guru. Love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. Peace. I'm out.
Lately, I've been feeling paranoid, praying, hoping that you hear your boy. Thinking don't nobody care no more. Thinking don't nobody.
I was a goon, I was a thief. I'm in your room, under the sheets. Lift your mattress, looking for cheese. Find a ratchet, took out my jeans. What would you do if you was me? Howl at the moon, I was a beast. Wasn't a present, front of the tree. Hustling weed, ducking the D's. Fuck the police, gun in my cheek. Gun if I reach, something to eat. All that I need, follow my knees. Follow my lead, I'm in the lead. Y'all gotta see, I'm gonna be. Dropping the sea, water the green. Chopping the beat, body the street. Why do we dream? What does it mean, yeah?
And I ain't got the answers to the questions. Thinking about it too long is manically depressing. I was living life, never plan on learning lessons. Hourglass empty, now let's add up all the seconds. Like, I go to the past when I rewind. It was so dark, couldn't see shine. I had heart without a V-time. You can try hard, but won't be time. Drive me crazy, you my vehicle. Neither one wants to be alone. She feel like that when I lead her home. Apologize once but won't repeat it though. The great worth working through the bad time. Tried to wake up, forget about last night. Bringing energy that traveled from our past lives. When we come together, Voltron, we allies. We got bolt cutters for they padlocks. Hard body, a rock should be our mascot. No hand dots, grew up round the have-nots. Where if you flash a little cash, get your ass shot. Try to stay low-key on the back blocks. At least a OZ in the stash spot. Top a room with the flamingo or the ascot. Now it's running out, can't turn back that clock. Till I go to the past when I rewind. It was so dark, couldn't see shine. I had heart without a V-time. You can try hard, but won't be time. So I go to the past when I rewind. It was so dark, couldn't see shine. I had heart without a V-time. You can try hard, but won't be time.
Fucked up. Yeah, we back like we never left. We ain't taking no days off.
Another I Believe production. Yeah.
Look.
Wake up, hit a dab or two. Then I hit the avenue. Hit bro said he got some sour, so I might just grab a few. Smoke some cabbage, clean up like a napkin. I be snapping too. What you asking? Kush be mixed with hash. I call it Captain Goo. Alley-oop, Flintstone mixed with big stones. Yabba-dabba-doo. Pass the matic, I might cause some havoc if you ask me to. You a goof, chopper hit his domino. Got
be cool. I might bag a bugaboo and fuck her cause she lovable. Up to something, never nothing when I'm making moves. I might scrape the plate cause I ain't never wasting food. I might raise the stake, different pace when they move. Make haste when they move, ain't no space in my shoes, nigga.
And his caress,
another
I'm in love with the grind. I got dubs on my mind, but would it miss me? Y'all don't love me, stop lying. If I was gone doing time, whether wrong or I'm right, would you forgive me? Y'all ain't gotta forgive me. I'm making songs for the blind. Stay strong through the dying is our history. Y'all need to read up and stay woke. I need y'all ready for the fight, but the ghetto living spite. Look at Nipsey, cowardice. Another king planted flags and built a dynasty. Another. He was trying to make the gangs what they designed to be. He from the school of hard knocks, but it's Ivy League. Ain't no scholarships, we majored in poverty.
Facts.
And he was trying to change that for a lot of people.
All of
now we pray you beat your case, cause we gotta eat you. Make a call to the prison, see if I can reach you. Backspace, arm emoji, how I delete you.
And his caress.
Yeah, Lick.
Remember when they told me I would never win? Now they heads bang, need a centering. Big wood smoking in a hot tub, 60 inch screen fly Pelican. Battle pass to get up on my leveling. Let the intimidation settle in. My album make a friend wanna tell a friend. This here make a trap, nigga wanna spin. When you authentic, they get lost in it. I'm so sauce when I walk with it, I cough venom. Supernova, your star ended. Hard headed when I'm with my dogs, not far fetching. Cops sending shots like they bartender. When a boss in it, we stick and move. I'm the reason dudes done forfeited.
Got these youngins popping pillies like it's Tylenol. Getting kicked out of class cause they nodding off. Politicians owned by businesses, they buy them all. Trickle up economics trying to hide the poor. We need to train our children to be militant. If they ain't fitting in their system, they give them Ritalin. Warriors have higher levels of adrenaline. They dumb them down cause they heart is where rebellion is.
And his caress.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? That's right, I'ma shove that yabba dabba do down your throat till you can't take it no more. I love that song, man. Every morning I listen to it. Like, I gotta get that gabagoo, you know? Only way to make myself feel better. You know, it's really a difficult thing, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a chronic illness. And I'm glad that there are some of you out there who are actually listening. Like, yeah, I got you. I got your back. Everybody, they don't call me a warrior for nothing, because every day I wake up is pain. Life is pain, because without pain, you wouldn't know you were alive. If you lived forever, then you would take everything for granted. People have to die so that others' lives can be, so that the weight of your ancestors can be taken off your shoulders so that you have the opportunity to grow and move on past their mistakes. You understand? That is what is called the circle of life, ladies and gentlemen, or you might call it God's recycling program. Because if I was to last forever, I'd beg somebody to kill me. Especially with this disease. Like, you know, the other day when I was in the hospital and I wasn't feeling good, I'm screaming, kill me! Just kill me! You know, because they were keeping medication that I absolutely positively needed away from me. And I'm like, you can't do that. You're making me sick. You know, you're making me sicker by keeping me here longer. Stop telling you can't help me, because you need to take your ass back to school, because this is a serious disease. Lupus, by the way. And you all need to learn about this disease, because this ain't no fly-by-night operation. I have a disease here. I've been coming for years. You all have my full records. Don't tell me you don't know, because you do. You know, it's just so frustrating sometimes. It just makes me, like, your lack of preparedness does not make an emergency for me. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm so supposed to be like, oh, well, here, let me tell you all about it. You know, and then try to listen. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a doctor actually apologize to me, you know, because he actually found out he had lupus. And I'm still holding out. I'm still waiting for you to find me, doc. I know you're here. I know you're listening. And, you know, it was like I was in the twilight zone. He's like, how do you do it? I'm like, what? He said, I've been taking care of you for quite some time. And now I know why you get so frustrated. He said, now I know. Now I understand. It's frustrating. It's like having a child inside my body going, huh, I'm going to touch everything, make all the buttons go off and all the lights flash. And then the next minute, ain't going to be nothing. It's not going to be nothing. Nothing they can find. They're going to stick you in a hospital. And then meanwhile, you go back to the professional. And the next thing you know, oh, yeah. You've got cancer. Or no, you know what that is? That's scleroderma. You know, but you know, if you go to a regular hospital where they don't, you know, they only do heart attacks and fall downs, you're basically screwed. So what I'm calling for is the education of doctors, because that doctor actually was being treated like he was seeking pain medication and he didn't like it at all. Doctors don't like to be patients because doctors think that they're gods. But when they're put in the position of being the worshiper, things get a little crazy and kind of depressing. So I told him, hey, doc, don't worry about it, dude. Put your head up. Act like your shit don't stink and tell him, look, this is what I'm going through. If you can't understand that, you need to go back to school. You know, you need to understand how painful it is. Sometimes it hurts so much, I feel like my whole entire body is on fire. And I can't explain it to them enough. And I have a very large vocabulary, ladies and gentlemen. But I just don't know how to explain to a guy who already thinks that his dick is bigger than mine, metaphorically speaking, that this is what's going on. And I know that it's this. So could you just help me out and give me such and such and run this test and run that? Because I know my body. I've been sick with this disease since I was 8 years old. It's a very long time. If I were to tell you how long, you'll figure out how old I am. So let's just leave it at that. Okay? It's a long time. And this poor doctor happened to really, you know, finally realize why we beg them for pain medication. Because there's some pain that is just not meant to be felt. I don't care anymore. I'm like, I don't care. Just knock me out. Make me unconscious. Here, I'ma fall and knock myself out. So I don't have to deal with this, you know, because sometimes it's just too much. It's like, yeah, I know I'm alive. Thank you. I would like to stop this now. And, you know, sometimes doctors forget that they're not God and we're just people. And we deal with a lot more pain than they think we do. You know? But, hey, give a little, take a little. So when I came to see him, the doctor, he was at his wit's end. And he was so happy to see me. He stopped and he talked to me. And I felt like I actually folded space and time. You know what I'm saying? When I talked to this doctor. Because it was like I was the one standing next to the bed and he was laying down. But it was vice versa. So, doc, if you're out there, it's me. You know where I'm at. You can find me. Let's do this. Let's start a revolution. Let's get your coworkers to really understand lupus or any chronic disease for that matter. Let's get rid of this war against chronic pain patients. Is this ridiculous, man? These people are doing freaking surgery and cutting people wide open and hanging bags of aspirin? This is not the 70s. We created narcotics for a reason. Anyway, it's your girl, the Guru Warrior, as always, giving you some shit in your ear to make you understand why the back of your hair and the back of your neck stand up and go, whoa, my girl is on fire today. Anyway, as always, you know I love you with love, peace, health, wealth, happiness, harmony, and all of that good shit, along with some unity. I am out of here. Peace. Enjoy your Manic Monday. So glad it's over. Peace. I'm out. What's up, boys and girls? You want to have some fun with Alexa? Here we go. Alexa, how do you say 100, 100, 100 in Welsh?
100, 100, 100 in Welsh. Cunt, cunt, cunt.
It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, fucking with you as always. Enjoy your Manic Monday. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.